Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the latest now on the situation involving LaShawn McCoy of the Bills after a home invasion at his residence last week. Buffalo attorney Paul Cambria is joining us. And the latest development, Paul, seems to be that his former girlfriend is now uncertain that McCoy was involved in the attack. What does that suggest?
Well, you recall last week, my repeated theme was don't jump to conclusions, especially when it deals with professional athletes who obviously make a lot of money. And it looks like this whole thing is unraveling. To make that sort of statement, and to a degree, I figure that her lawyer is saying to her, hey, listen, you can't allege that someone, or make a statement that someone's committing a crime, because that could be defamatory, that could be actionable. So to come back and say, well, I don't know, but it just seems to me it's unraveling.
Now, last week, McCoy hired Don Samuel to represent him. Wondering if you know much about Don Samuel and what that says.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know him personally. I know of him. I have lawyer friends in Atlanta who I've worked with before, and I've actually worked down there. But, no, that's a good idea. You hire someone who knows what they're doing, can steer the whole investigation in the right way, help the prosecution understand that your client's not involved, and I'm sure all of that's happening.
What do you expect to happen next?
Well, I think that it's going to totally collapse next, and we'll see that there'll be no file, opened as far as LaShawn is concerned. And probably someone on her side may break rank and start revealing what exactly are the motives and what's going on and what's happening here. One of the scenarios that I spun last week was that it's a good way for her to keep the jewelry if she has a friend of hers steal it. And so keep that in mind as the days go forward.
You know, last week police released the 911 call that she made the night of that robbery, or I guess you would say alleged burglary. What does that do to both sides of this investigation, both with what police are doing and then also what the two attorneys are trying to do at the same time, having that 911 call out in the open?
Well, I just think it just demonstrates that, you know, somebody's been creative. If it's not real, and if it's theatrics, you know, eventually we'll find that out. But at this point, I mean, we see a lot of 911 calls that go out. Sometimes the police do it because they're looking for help, and they're looking for, any kind of information that somebody might call them up and say, oh, well, I know this or I know that. This call didn't seem to be that kind of call. It was just, a hysterical call.
Paul, training camp for the Bills is in 10 days. Should we expect LaShawn to be there?
I sure hope so. I don't think that anybody should act guilty when they're not, or somebody, they haven't been charged. all we have is, this claim, and now the claim seems to be withdrawn. So it should be business as usual. That'd be my advice.
You sound pretty skeptical about the allegations. Wondering if there's maybe one facet to this story that really strikes you as maybe leading you to lean one way or another.
Well, again, when you start with professional athletes with a lot of money and, relationships that have gone bad, money that all of a sudden disappears, that somebody had access to, a lot of desperate things happen. I have seen cases over the years where so-called robberies and that were staged so that somebody could keep the property or they could make an insurance claim or something like that. So, you know, any of that's possible. I don't rule it out, and I'm very skeptical about this one.
Yeah, you said last week, too, that athletes and celebrities kind of are running around with a target on their back, right?
Okay. Total target. Everybody knows they have money, especially if they're young and they have relationships, you know, one after another. It just is kind of the perfect storm for somebody to take advantage of that.
Paul, we're glad you could join us again this morning. Thank you.
All right, my pleasure.
That's Buffalo attorney Paul Cambria.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.